We are learning Maseches Mayot Katan Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting on Amud Beis, 8 lines from the top. We are going to transition now to a little bit Hilchos Shabbos, and then come back to Shviyas, which has Shaychus to our Mishnah. Itmar, HaMenachesh VaHamashkeh Mayim Lizroam B'Shabbos. We know there's Av Malachis and Toldos. There's Ovis and Toldos when it comes to Shabbos. The Ovis on Shabbos that we're going to talk about here are Zareah. This is a planting, which means putting seeds into the ground. That's Zareah. And Chayrish means plowing. Now we're going to have here two other Malachas, which are Toldos, but we're not sure it's a Toldo of what. What's the Nafkamina? Because when you give Asra, you have to be Masra it for the correct Av. That's the Halacha. So it says, and now it says in the Gemara like this, HaMenachesh is someone who weeds. It's some people call it pruning, but here it's weeding, because you're taking out the weeds, you're pulling out the weeds with the roots from the ground, around the grains, and this helps it grow. V'hamashke mayim lizrom, or you water the tvua, the grains, b'shabbos. M'shumayim esrinim bein, what does it get asra? Which iser is this? Which av malacha is this? Which is told of which av? Rab amam shem chayrish. Both these malachas are under the av of chayrish. We'll see why in a second. It's the av of planting of Zareah. Amar Rabba, Kavasi di Mistabra. It makes sense like me. Ma darker shal chayrish afuyara. What does chayrish do? It softens the ground in order to plant. Hai nami, merufayara. These things also soften the ground. You pull out the weeds, it softens the ground, and it grows better. When you water it, it softens it, and it grows better. So it's the mice is softening. And that's why it's told of chayrish. That's Rabba Shita. Rav Yosef says, no. Just like Zareah, what does it do? It makes things grow. Here also makes things grow. And Tosfos explains that the machlokes is, do you go basar ikir malacha or basar machshava? Rabbi says, look at the ikir malacha. What's happening? What's being done? The ground's getting soft. The tzah is that it grows, but what am I doing making it soft? Do you go basar ikir hamaisa? What am I trying to do? Someone asks, what are you doing? I'm growing the stuff. I'm growing the grain. So you go basar the machshava, not basar the maisa. Look at Tosfos Masechta Ka. It says, Ka mafi ara de basar ikar hamalacha azlinu odayim lecharish. That's what Rabbah holds. And Rav Yosef holds, you can look at the last line, Tosfos says, V'yosef basar machshava azlinu, dava ikar lezinu basar adimyin. You go basar the ikar machshava, which is the plant. That's like it's Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Omale abaya. The Rabbah, Lidach Kasha, Rez Vakasha. Abai tells Rabbah, I have a Kasha on you and Rav Yosef. Lidach Kasha, Mishim Chayrish, Mishim Zareya, Loi. You only Chayrish, Mishim Chayrish, not Zareya. Rav Yosef Kasha, Mishim Zareya, in only Zareya, Mishim Chayrish, Loi. Be Chayrish for both. The Chitim, you can tell me, you can't be Chayrish for 2 Malachas and 1 Maisa. No such thing. One Maisa, 2 Malachas, no such thing. Chitim, Kalechadi, Katar, Tiloy, Machayev. There's two Ovis in 1 Maisa. You're not Chayrish, Elochad, only one. It's not true. Va'amar Rav Kana says, Zaymer Mitzarach Le'etzim, Chayiv Shtayim. If someone is pruning, means taking off the bad branches, but he needs the branches to make a fire, put it to his fireplace. The loch is Chayiv Shtayim. Achasim Ateya, one is as an Ateya, because now when you pull it out, it grows better. Va'achasim Kaitzer, but another Malacha, because I'm taking off the wood. And that's Kaitzer. So my answer is Kasha. It's a good Kasha. So I want to speak out what Tosfos says here. Tosfos says 2 points. Point number one is, why you chayev two malchus, let's say, or two mises for 1 maisa? We have it then. Come to the Ravine, you get the bigger one, so you have to pick up the bigger one. Shtei rishoy, it's like the pasuk says, rishach asat v'chayev et v'chayev shtei rishoys. You don't chayev 2 rishoys. You don't chayev 2 things. The pasuk says, one risha.
One for both.
What?
You got one for both.
Right, you warm for both. A guy kills someone and ruins his shirt. You warm for both. You pay for. One maisa, one thing like this, one slice with a knife, and he cuts a shirt and the person at one shot. The loch is not chayv for his shirt. You get one because you're not chayv for 2 rishoys. It's Tosfos as a kasha. And for Tosfos is the biggest side. That avatarta mila da sirin the damian lahadodi b'shtei malkas tavayu chad rishu. If they both have the same oynish, you get two. It's only when it's 2 different oynishim that you pick out the bigger one. If they're the exact same thing, you get 2. That's Tosfos' side. Tosfos' side. Another point that he points out, the Gemara had a kasha for Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, "Zayim tzarachetz b'chayev shtayim." What do you want, Rabbi Rav Yosef? I'm a Meir also. What do you want from Rav Kahana? You ask me a kasha from Rav Kahana. Bishop, you ask me a kasha from a Mishnah. I'm happy from Rav Kahana. So Tosfos says, Rav Kahana gave a Rabbu, and therefore it was a kasha for him. And the third point I want to speak out is that he was saying, "Zayim tzarachetz b'chayev too." So you're going to ask me, when you're weeding, why isn't there also kaitza also? It should be chayef for neteya, for whatever, for zriya, for chayrish, and for kaitza. So Zok Rashi, if you don't need the weeds, it's not called a malacha. It's not a malacha shagufa. When you cut something you don't need it at all, it's not called a malacha's kaitzer at all. So therefore, Rashi picks out the vade kaitzer lechashvina when you're weeding. She'ena meskav lita asavim ela sakna asavim, only to fix it.
Well, can you say only time works? It depends if you go bus mashav.
So yeah, that was machlekes. But we're saying that's a good point. But still, he says, why should we chayev or for both? Tosfos bavarns that question. Also, you're asking. Tosfos says, Kasha Rabba the Ozo Basa Adimyan the Hacha Zoymer le Domi Klal and Ateyev. I'm speaking chayev from Ateyev. Rav Kana says he chayev for Zoymer and Ateyev, even though not the both thing, not the both same thing. So you're saying he's still chayev for two, even though that's a good question. But the chayev, that's the question. More of life's Kasha. Probably the Teretz, like you're saying. Eitzrei Rav Yisuf Rab. So now Rav Yosef has a kasha Rav. Remember, Rav holds Menachesh and Mashke Zroyim is Chayrish, remember, not Zriya. Rav Yosef holds Zoraya. Eisver is Rabba, Menachesh from Chapa Kalayim. Someone has Kalayim, which is you mix Tvua, let's say you mix wheat with a geffen, with a grape pit. The lock is that's Kalayim. So someone's Menachesh. He pulls out the weeds around it, the machapa, or he covers the sand, he covers the seeds. But kalayim like it, gets malchus for kalayim. Rav Akiva ma'afa makayim. Even someone who walks by and doesn't pull out, he also is chayiv for kalayim. So Rav Yitzchak is very good. Bishlam of the deed, I mean, Mishum Zareah. Bishlam of me, I hold menachesh, which means taking out the weeds, weeding, is also because of Zareah, Hayuda, Sira, Zareah, v'kalayim. So it makes sense why you chayiv, because we know it says, Sadukha, Loy sizra kalayim. We now plant kalayim. This is called zriya. So you chayiv. Eli dochta amishim charish. Charisha by kalayim miasira is charisha by kalayim asar. There's no issa charisha by kalayim. The loch is you let be charish by kalayim only when you plant kalayim. If you charish of kalayim fields, no problem. So what's the problem with charisha? So what's going on? Why is menachas chayiv? It's mamash a bumbakasha on rabba. On Malay answers with shemakayim. The reason why menachesh is chayiv, it's chayrish, but this type of chayrish is mekayim the kalayim. It's keeping it growing. So therefore, you chayiv. Break the Gemara. Matkoni sefer. Rav Kiva ma'af mekayim. Mechala tanakam alav b'shem mekayim. It sounds like only Rav Kiva is asuring mekayim. And tanakam is not talking about mekayim. And for the Gemara, yeah, kula Rav Kiva. It's all Rav Kiva. Ma tam kama. And it's explaining the ratio. The sefer explaining the ratio. Ma tam hamenachesh v'machafa b'kalayim loike m'shem mekayim. Because of mekayim. It's because of Mekayim, which really is only going on Menachesh. Mechapa is Taka al Zriya, everyone agrees, because covering the seeds. You look at Rashi, Amalei, it says Menachesh, any loike Amashem Mekayim. So it's a reason for Rabbi Kiva is explaining in the ratio that the reason why Menachesh is Chayiv is because Mekayim, Shere Kiva, Imba, Afa Mekayim. Also, Ha Mekayim is Chayiv. My time with Rabbi Kiva. What's the Makar and the Psukim for Rabbi Kiva? The time of the Brisa. Sodacho loy Sizra Kalayim. The Pasuk says, the Tar pasuk reads like this: Eschukasai teshmaru behem tachal lo sabia kalaim sadachal lo tizra kalaim uvei kalaim shanis lo yala lecha. So it says in the pasuk sadachal tizra kalaim ainly elazareya mekayim enayin heino. If you let it exist, it's also chayiv tamalei mekalaim sadachal loi. So what's the drasha kalaim sadachal loi? So it's machlekes Rashi and other Rishonim. We'll say the other Rishonim shot first. It says in the pasuk Eschukasai teshmaru behem tachal lo sabia kalaim sadachal lo tizra kalaim. You read like this: the end of the words of behem tachal lo sabia, it's kalayim sadach aloi. So kalayim sadach aloi means make sure there's no kalayim in your field. That's the way other Rishonim learn. Rashi learns that it says kalayim, it says sadach aloi sizra kalayim, take out the word sizra, sadach aloi kalayim, you lie to take out the word sizra, and you make a drasha sadach aloi kalayim. Hakaponim, that's the answer how Rabbi gets out of it. It says it's talking about Mekayim. Zok to Gemara, tonight, we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Mashkin, Beis Hashlochin, B'moyed, U'Shvias. You're allowed to water a Beis Hashlochin on Chalamoyed and on Shvias. Why are you allowed to water on Chalamoyed? Because it's a Dava Avid. But Shvias, we know, you don't do any Malachas Karka on Shvias. So what will be the head on Shvias? Is Dava Avid Mutter on Shvias? Dava Avid is not Mutter, but is it the Raisa? You're not allowed to work on Shabbos because of Dava Avid. So what's going on with Shvias? Bishlam Mayed, Mishum Tirkuhu, Makam Sayyidash Arabana. Bishlama Mayed, the Issa is because of Tircha. And Chazal said, no, Makam Sayyidash Sharabanan. And the lum this is like this, that Chalamoid, the reason why the Torah asks the Malacha, if it's the Raisa or the Rabban asks the Malacha, is they don't want you to work too hard on Chalamoid. But if you have a Pseida, so then that's worse off for you. So therefore, they allowed you to, they pushed off the tercha for Pseida because that cancels each other out. Basically, you make that's not a tercha for you anymore to take away your loss. So that's why it makes sense as mutter. El Shvi'is, Beilamandi Amashim Zareya, Beilamandi Amashim Chayresh, whatever you say, the problem is about watering, because we said before, it's Mechlekes watering, which is Zareya Chayresh, and that's where it comes to our sugya. But Saidamandi Mazareya, Saidamandi Chayresh, Zuriyah v'charisha v'shvirus mishari. You're not allowed to do Zuriyah and Charisha. Zuriyah is the first of Pasuk. It says at first, you're not allowed to be Zuriyah. It says, Sadach alay Sizra. It says, V'shana shvirus shavash avasi l'aretz, Sadach alay Sizra. That's the first of Pasuk. And Charish also, Rashi says, is also a first Pasuk. V'charish v'katsa tishbois. So you're not allowed to be Charish or be Zuriyah on shvirus. So what's the what the head is? Dav Avot. What? No, that means the seeds. Mashka means mashka the field, same thing. It's helping it grow. A few rav will be softening the ground, it's chayrish. A few of them, it's helping it grow, it's kozareya. Helping it grow. It might be helping it grow, definitely, as you're doing. So I think, Amabaya. It says, Mashka mayim zrom, and so you put it on the seed, it means to make it grow. So I think, Amabaya, b'shvias v'zanazah. We're talking about shmita b'zmanazah. The Rebbe, it's going to go to Rebbe, where you see from Rebbe that the shmita b'zmanazah is the rabbanon. The Tanya Lutan Abraisa, Rabbi Eimer, Bezer Dvar Shmita, Shemite. It says twice the word Shmita in the Pasuk. And we dash him, Shte Shmita is a cost of a Dava, Ech Shmita is Karka, Vach Shmita is Ksafim. We make a hekish, Shmita is Karka, Shmita is Ksafim. Bezman Shatam Shamit Karka, when you have the Raisa Digga Shmita, Atam Shamit Ksafim, you have the Raisa Digga Shmita Ksafim, which means all the loans are nullified. Was mancha ain't ata she ata mashamit karka, and in the year where it's only in time was only the rabbanon, and time was only the rabbanon, yet the mashamik ksafim, there's no deraisa on ksafim either. So this is not the makar, but you see from Rabbi there will be a time when it's shmiyas is the rabbanon. When is that? Bizman is that? So Rabbi's answer is very simple. Our mishnah it says shmiyas, so what shmiyas bizman is that? That's the rabbanon. But shmiyas that's bizman, that's deraisa. The halacha is that. The halacha is that you will not be able to have a heter of dava avod. So that's the first kash was. What's the heter of dava avod? Charisha and zriya is asa mitaraisa, shvias. The answer to the Gemara is no, that it's muta. Why? Because it's going from shvita v'zmanazeh, which is only the rabbanon. And Rav is coming to another teretz. We'll see that on tomorrow's daf. He's going to answer that certain malachas are only a tolda, not a av, and that could be not asa mitaraisa on shvias, which we'll see. Metz Hashem, when we learn daf gemara.